Hello, thank you for calling ArtShop Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Our internet has gone out again.
Okay, yes, I do apologize for that. Let me see if I can take a look at your account here. Okay, what is your first and last name?
David D. D-E-E is the last name.
Okay, thank you. And your first name is that David, last name Dee?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me see here if I can look up your account. Okay. Okay, yes, I do see your account here. And can you confirm your home address, please?
189 North Manor Avenue, Kingston, 12401.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Let me see here. What I can do is go ahead and open a trouble ticket for you. And when did your internet first go out?
I don't know. We are traveling and then it went out. And this is the third time it's happened. Our concern, of course, is with it out on while we're traveling, we can't unplug and replug your little piece of equipment up there. So is there any way that might fix it, but we don't know. Is there any way you can restart that thing from where you're sitting, like Spectrum used to?
Oh, okay, yes, I understand. Resetting the router to see if it will turn back on.
Yeah, can you do that
Okay,
remotely?
yes, what I can do is I can send this information over to the tech department and they will take a look and be able to reset it if they're able to or if that's the issue. Are you currently out of town right now?
Well, we just arrived back, but I want to know because
Okay.
we're going to be traveling again next week and we're traveling the following week and different time. We go out for 2 or 3 days at a time, a day. So we just can't have it can disconnect because there's so many things in the home that are running from it. So, and I can't have them shut down. It never happened with Spectrum like this, but this is the third time since we got ArchTop. So I'm very concerned. So will you technical team look at it right away, right now? Or is this days?
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here. What I can do is see if there's a tech appointment. Would you like a tech appointment today after hours?
No, I'd like one right now. I'd like somebody to
Okay,
try and
yes.
reboot this thing immediately.
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here. Hold on one moment. Let me go ahead and take a look at what is available right here.
I mean, I can get up on a ladder and do it, and that's fine, and I can re-unplug it and replug it and stuff, but that doesn't solve my problem next time I go out of town.
Yes, I understand. Yes, let me see here. What I can do is see who is available right now today. Hold on one moment. Let me see here.
Of course.
Okay, let me see here. Hold on one moment. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so today is the 16th. Let me see here. Let me see here. Okay, yes, I do apologize. It looks like there was not an appointment available today tonight. Let me see. Would you like to see if there's one available tomorrow? Let
Well,
me
you
see
can have
here.
them call me tomorrow. I have to reboot this thing. I have to get it going because we're without internet and I need it.
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here. I can write down that you would like them to call you first, and then we do have appointments all day tomorrow, starting from 8 a.m. Up until 5 p.m.
Okay, so they can call me tomorrow morning at 9.
Okay, yes, at 9. Okay, I'll go
And
ahead
then
and.
I can ask them about this situation, but I have to go and reboot this right now because this is not acceptable.
Okay, yes, I understand, and I do apologize for that. I'll go ahead and put that information in, and then when they call you back, what is the best number to call you back on?
646-410-3319.
Okay, thank you. 646-410-3319.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll go ahead and send this information in, and then I did set an appointment for 9 a.m. tomorrow, and they'll give you a call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and have a good day.
Thank you, you too.